Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Teachers in the Haverford Township School District in Delaware County have been working without a new contract since the beginning of the month. Many of them, along with supportive community members, packed last night's school board meeting. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Havertown with the story.
There was a lot of interest in the meeting, so much that it was moved to a larger venue, the Haverford High School Auditorium. Many teachers were in the house. They were wearing their red union shirts in solidarity. One of the big sticking points is the money. The teachers are looking for a cost of living adjustment that helps make up for inflation that has hit them hard since the beginning of the pandemic.
The reality is, belief and passion alone do not pay the bills.
That's teacher Sarah Crispin.
To support my family, I have had to take on a second job teaching at a private school after my hours here are over. And at times over the years, I have even sold plasma to make ends meet.
The union says the district isn't staying competitive with nearby districts. Board Vice President Kristen Larson in her remarks said they want the teachers to get a fair contract as well, but they said they have to be responsible.
As a board, we are charged with making decisions that balance our many priorities, including labor contracts and educational programming, with our financial realities and fiduciary responsibility to taxpayers.
The next board meeting is scheduled for October 9th. In Havertown, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Nurses and other members of the Healthcare Workers Union at Temple University Hospital are voting this morning on whether to authorize a strike. The Pennsylvania Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals says the 2,600 workers feel unsafe on the job. Their contract expires at the end of the month. Temple Health says the safety of its patients and staff is a top priority, and officials feel the negotiations have been productive. A man shot at a guy who tried to rob him in Alney last night. It was around 11:30 when the man says he was walking home on Front Street near Chew Avenue. That's when a guy with a gun came up to him, announced a robbery, went through his pockets, and pulled out his wallet. Here's Chief Inspector Scott Small.
At that point, the victim pulled his handgun and we know fired multiple shots in the direction of the perpetrator. And that caused the perpetrator to drop the wallet that he had just taken from the victim. And the perpetrator then fled on foot while being shot at.
Police say they don't think the would-be robber was injured because they didn't find any blood on the scene and they don't have any reports of anyone showing up at a hospital with a gunshot wound. One of the bullets did go through a car's windshield. Police say the victim did have a license to carry a gun. They're reviewing surveillance video to try and identify the suspect. Walkers, runners, and cyclists get first crack at the new Martin Luther King Jr. Drive bridge today. There's a ribbon cutting set for 2 this afternoon. The bridge has been closed for more than 2 years and hasn't been open to cars since the start of COVID. A $20 million bridge reconstruction project added a bike and a pedestrian path. We'll once again be able to drive from Eakins Oval to Martin Luther King Drive. starting Monday morning at 7. The newest art institution on the Ben Franklin Parkway showcases the work of Philly sculptor Alexander Calder, and it's set behind the lush hill of flowers and shrubs. Calder Gardens opens this weekend, KYW's Sharaday Howard reports.
Calder Gardens is set within the landscape of over 250 varieties of plants and accented by an 1,800-square-foot building designed by Herzog and De Meuron. Juana Barria with Calder Gardens.
It's an invitation for you to come prepare to not know what to expect.
Barria explains that Calder's intentionally placed mobiles and stables are surrounded by complementary architecture with the hopes of encouraging guests to have their own individual experiences, which he guarantees will change as you explore.
And I think it's important that people come and see how every single area is interconnected. And it's the case of everything in life. Everything is interconnected. And the gardens, the building, the work of color, the programs, and the communities are all interconnected.
Barria has also organized an inaugural parade for the garden called Chaos and Kisses. That's happening on Saturday, September 20th, from noon to 2 p.m. Calder Gardens will open its doors to the public the following day at 11 a.m. Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.